This is New England Public Radio News. In Massachusetts, two-thirds of offenders who are incarcerated have been in prison or jail before. In an effort to bring that rate down, lawmakers allocated more funding for community residential reentry programs in the new budget. These are commonly known as halfway houses. Reporter Saskia DeMelker takes a closer look at one such program in central Massachusetts.
We have the recovery walk coming up. It's September 29th. We have the vigil. In City Hall.
Mike Iorello is proud of the work he does helping people in addiction recovery in Worcester.
I'm a counselor, I'm a program director, I'm a community activist, I'm a mentor.
But for most of Iorello's life, he had a very different list of titles.
Gang member, drug dealer, sold drugs, used drugs. My life was really spiraling out of control from a very early age. I went to a state penitentiary at the age of 17. And that cycle continued until I was 40.
That cycle became so vicious for Iorello that when it came time for him to be released from a prison stint 6.5 years ago, he told his lawyer he'd rather stay behind bars.
At this point in my life, I was, some might say, institutionalized, because I know if I was released on my own, there was no future. There was only death or back to prison. So I didn't want that. I had no place to go to. I was homeless prior to going to prison, and I would have been back being homeless.
Instead, his lawyer connected him with Dismiss House. That's a residential reentry program in Worcester that helps former inmates transition back to society.
We try to build an infrastructure of support for people coming out of incarceration.
Dave McMahon is co-director of Dismiss House.
So the structure we provide at Dismiss House, first and foremost, it's around recovery from drug and alcohol addiction. The case managers then can help support residents in their longer-term goals around employment, or vocation, or getting a driver's license back, or having child visitation. And we have an attorney on our staff who also helps guys with other legal baggage they might have had.
And there are some basic rules for living there.
No drugs or alcohol, no violence or threats of violence, no sexual activity in the house, and also everybody has a chore, and people have to follow the curfew and be respectful towards one another.
Right. Thank you. Want to pass that tomato when you know?
Every weeknight, Dismiss House residents eat dinner together with volunteers who come to cook.
Definitely more like a family. We're extremely close.
Michael came to live here after serving 3 years in state prison on a drug trafficking charge. He asked us to use just his first name because not everyone knows about his criminal history.
When I got raided by Vice Squad, I lost, every bit of furniture, clothing. Everything went up to auction. They seized everything in the apartment, right down to the silverware. So it was definitely getting out with, what I had on my back.
During his time at Dismiss, he stayed clean, gotten his driver's license back, and held down a job. And he says that it's not just the specific services, it's also the sense of social acceptance that's helped him transition.
I probably have gained more friendship and trust here than I have in a very long time.
Dismiss has been operating in Worcester for 30 years. It's expanded to include two other sites, a farm where former prisoners live and work, and a set of apartments they rent out to program graduates.
I'm very proud of everybody's work inside the center. More.
Mike Iorello is now living in one of those apartments after spending 3 years at Dismiss House.
My first couple months here, I wasn't sure I was gonna last. It's my first time ever having sobriety, so I'm glad they had the structure here because it actually gave me the opportunity to work on myself.
While living at Dismiss, he attended NA meetings at the recovery center that he now directs. He went back to school and got a degree in counseling. And he points out that it's not just about what the program allowed him to do. It's also about what it prevented him from doing.
I'm 100% sure if I would have been released from that prison cell without the opportunity to come into Dismiss House, I would have went right back into a life of crime. Somebody's child would have been affected by drugs because of me. Somebody would have been robbed at gunpoint because of me. So the ripple effect that is erased because of this house is enormous.
It might look like you're only moving the needle a little bit, but it's having a great effect on the cost that the inmate would incur if they went back to incarceration.
Director Dave McMahon says it costs Dismiss about $700,000 a year to house and help 70 to 80 people. That's equivalent to the annual cost of incarcerating about a dozen people in a Massachusetts state prison. Looking across a five-year period, he says about a third of Dismiss participants went back to jail or prison. It's hard to make a comparison with the Massachusetts average because the way the state tracks recidivism is different from how Dismiss does. But McMahon insists the services are critical for many ex-prisoners.
Some of them will invariably go back to prison. That's just the reality of it. But there is a cohort in the middle. Given the right supports and services, they will stay free of incarceration.
And there's research that backs McMahon up.
Recidivism can be reduced by up to 25% with good programs.
John Larravee is executive director of the nonprofit Community Resources for Justice. He says that studies from other states show community reentry programs can be effective. But, he says, there hasn't been enough stable funding dedicated to them in Massachusetts.
Providers were at risk of losing that funding simply because they got crowded out by some other need. And over the last 2 years, we've seen a decline, and indeed several programs closing and going out of business.
So this year, Larravee led a coalition of law enforcement, district attorneys, elected officials, and community organizations in pushing the Massachusetts legislature for more funding. It worked. In the new state budget, there's $5 million allocated specifically for community residential reentry programs. Larravee says that's a good start.
Community organizations across the state will be able to apply for those funds, and hopefully this is the beginning of Massachusetts really embracing community-based reentry services.
And Mike Iorillo hopes that means more ex-prisoners will get access to the services that he did.
Folks that are coming from prison want a change. They just don't know how to change. It all starts with that one more chance.
For New England Public Radio, I'm Saskia DeMelker.